proclamation number 6649 dated the September 20th, 1956. An hour of Christianity. The way to God's heart. Only few people find the way to my heart, and only few people are willing to walk that way even though they claim to be faithful Christians, even though they outwardly belong to those who have joined clerical organizations and are therefore called religious. All these have indeed followed this path but have stopped before they reached my heart. You humans can understand this when you take a close look at your earthly life, which gives priority to the world, to physical welfare, and when you give serious account of how little time you spend thinking of me and your actual purpose in life. And for the most part you only give me the traditionally designated time, a short morning, noon and evening prayer or the hour of the official church service. Only rarely do your thoughts search for me of their own free will, only rarely do you speak to me of your own accord, only rarely do you desire to come into heartfelt contact with me. Your thinking will always be completely occupied with earthly worries, earthly plans and earthly pleasures. I am not the main subject of your thoughts. Even if you believe in me as your creator and preserver, you are still a long way from seeing the Father in me to whom you are drawn by your love. And therefore you only rarely take the way to my heart, or you would be able to speak to me like children to their father, so that you could let him be with you in every situation in life, so that you more than less live your life in close contact with me. Then you would also talk about me more often. Your conversations would take other directions in that case, because hardly anyone mentions me in daily life, and those who do are smiled at contemptuously. They are not taken seriously. This is how you humans are in reality. Only seldom can I be present within you because you don't remember me, and even less often come together in my name. Only seldom do you sacrifice me an hour due to actual inner need, and therefore I say, only few people walk the way to my heart, only few allow me to be their constant companion on this earth. And this hour of Christianity cannot result in spiritual progress, as long as it only consists of the traditional visit to the church service and the performance of its rites. It is not a voluntary relationship with me. Only the living relationship, the inner urge of your free will, can help you humans to perfection, and the desire to hear my word and to offer food to the soul will be considered as longing for me and will be fulfilled. And the human being should give account of himself about his innermost feelings for me, and to what extent he simply observes the traditional requirements which he was taught, and whether he merely observes them traditionally too. I look into the hearts, and no one can deceive me, but I also long for those hearts and am not satisfied to be only in second or third place. And as long as the world and its demands are still in first place, you belong to the dead Christians, because living Christianity expresses itself differently. It consists of an unceasing activity of love, i.e., an activity with me. And the human being with whom I can be present because of love will always remember me too. He puts me before all worldly matters and starts nothing without sincerely uniting with me first. But there are only few, and yet, many people believe they live the right way because they live in accordance with clerical demands. And all these will not stand firm at the time of the last decision, for they will lack the strength which they have to receive directly from me, and therefore they need the heartfelt inner union with me. You should know that the time will come when the last decision will be demanded of you, and you will then experience serious difficulties if you don't possess living faith, which, however, requires that you have to find the way to my heart and proceed on it. Because only I can give you strength, but I have to be present with you. and therefore you have to unite with me in love. Amen.